Marie and the Doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
There is going to be, of course, at the Sydney Royal Easter Show, as is at all of the royal shows, apart from Cruelty to the Animals, there's a lot of cowboys. There is, it's a place where, you know, the farmers from around Australia come and congregate. And whilst the gentleman we're going to introduce you to right now is not from Australia,
no.
He's certainly something.
He loves cows.
Wilson Dixon, good morning.
Good morning, how you doing there, mister?
Very well.
So are you not in town for the Easter show?
I'm just here doing some country music.
So, and as part of Comedy Festival?
Yeah.
Do they have many cowboys or rural entertainers in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival?
Not as many as I'd like.
No, it's probably not enough.
No.
You don't want the competition, surely.
Is it a bit Bring of a backhanded on. Compliment, though, Wilson, being brought to Australia to play your music and then having it in a forum like a comedy festival? I mean, it's almost as though people are going to laugh at you.
No. I mean, any opportunity I can to play country music, I take. Mm.
No, that's... Yeah.
Now, obviously...
I don't like comedy.
You've had a few tragic things happen in your life. I take it your wife... I don't mean to bring up anything painful for you, but there has been some difficulties.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't think
we were going to talk about this.
Well, yeah. I think some of his songs will do the talking for him,
right,
Robbie.
Well, that's true.
Do you think...
You guys going to need to sort anything out before we continue?
No, sorry. Look, we just discussed it. We have a meeting before the show about what we're going to talk about
with
the guests.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yes.
Just detect some tension between you guys.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Do you think that...
You're like a family, aren't you?
Yeah,
we're very
are.
Close.
Three distinct personalities. Well, together for entertainment
blurring
purposes.
Somewhat.
Well, you would notice that there's a banner on the wall here of for the Robbie Murick and the Doctor show, and it's actually a goat that's been split.
Yeah.
You'll notice who's the head, who's the middle, and who's the arse.
You can have a look at that photo.
What are you a doctor of?
Ass.
Doctor.
He's a goat-ass doctor.
Goat-ass doctor.
He's a doctor of goat-ass.
You're the second one of those guys I've met.
There's another one in Colorado?
Yeah. He's pretty busy.
Do you think that somehow there's a need for country singers to experience, and country and blues singers as well, to experience bad things in their life so they have something to sing about?
Like I think all singer-songwriters, you know, do mind their own personal experiences to some degree, you know. I don't think it's the sole domain of the country singer to do that. I mean, maybe their upheavals are more spectacular than others.
So what has happened to you?
My wife left me for the neighbor, my next-door neighbor. It's pretty much all just being on the road too long and, you know. When cats away, the mice eat the cheese.
So true.
Yeah.
That is true.
That's a beautiful image.
Yeah.
We've got Wilson Dixon in this morning. Can we maybe, I noticed that you have a guitar in the studio.
Yeah.
Can we maybe come back after a song and get you to strum a little one of your tunes?
Yeah, sure.
Would that be all right?
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be. Can we call you Willie Dixon or is it Wilson?
Call me Mr. Dixon.
Sorry, sir. Mr. Dixon. 12 to 7, you're on Triple J.
On Triple J, the Kills there from across the seas, in fact, from England and from America, Cheap and Cheerful off Midnight Boom, and the Kills in Australia at the moment for the V festivals, etc. They're going to hang around for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They're heading underground for a bit.
Got nowhere to go.
They're just going to just hang out for a little bit looking good, and they're going to be bringing themselves
of course that's what's happening.
Via Like a Virgin in a couple of weeks' time.
We wouldn't lie to you. Speaking of live stuff, though, we have Mr. Dixon, Wilson Dixon, in direct from the States. He's in the country performing. You're doing a national tour, Wilson?
Just doing Melbourne.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Where else is there to go?
Well, fair point.
Yeah.
I have to say. Now, you've picked up your guitar.
No, literally, where else is there to go?
Well, actually, there are a few other capital cities in the country.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, you've picked up your guitar there.
Yeah.
Are you going to play us something? Or are you?
Yeah, I'll play something.
Is that all right?
Yeah,
no worries. How long have you been playing? I mean, I guess you country boys spend a lot of time, you know, developing your art form.
When I was growing up, you know, I was living in the country, and I didn't realize I was playing country music, you know.
Right.
I was just in the country playing music, you know. But I guess when I was about 12, I first picked up the guitar for the first time. I was having a crab apple war with my brothers, and I was just in the barn, and there was one in the corner, and I picked it up and used it as a shield. And for a couple of days, it was a pretty extensive war. And, you know, at the height of the season there's a lot of fruit hanging around, and you want to use it all. What do you use crab apples for other than throwing them people, you know what I mean? Anyway, after that, I just stayed around my room, and I, you know, threw things at it, and it made a noise, and I was, intrigued. And
so how long did that go on for before you realized that you could strum a guitar?
About 2 years.
So you were throwing apples at a guitar for 2 years?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Great. Well,
I wrote
no.
some pretty good songs like that. You know, you might, it's kind of Dadaist, you know.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Country and Western Dada music.
Well, no crab apples this morning on Triple J. We have Wilson Dixon, direct from the States, with his guitar, and he's learnt how to, if not strum, at least finger pick.
Yeah, well, I do strum and a finger pick too. On the guitar.
Both kinds.
Yeah. And this song, it's a bit of advice for all you folks out there. It's about what not to do. The song's called Never. I won't do all of it, though. Apparently, Breakfast Radio people's attention spans are too short. Never ask a blind man for directions. The reason for that is pretty clear. Never poke a stick into a beehive and stand still hoping the bees don't notice you there. Never trust a left-handed woman. She'll only ever take you by surprise. Never publicly ridicule a midget. Proportionately, they're very strong for their size. Never go to Spain and head into the mountains and expect to see much rain. Never ride a horse without your pants on. The initial sense of freedom just ain't worth the pain. Never as a bet coat yourself in butter and honey and run naked through a field of newborn calves. The money that you'll win will never erase those memories. Never go into business with a family member, especially if it's something to do with cattle and it's your brother. His name's Jethro. Can't believe I did that. Never forget where you laid a beer trap, then go and look for it at nighttime, half drunk, wearing sandals. Never peel an orange with a hacksaw. Never put a cockroach up your nose. Never let a pig know what you're thinking. Never suck gas up through a hose. Never, ever, ever, ever say never. Even if your name's Trevor, it ain't clever. Never choose words for a song just because they rhyme together. It'll just cheapen the song and spiral it off into an area of deconstructed stupidity.
All right, Wilson Dixon, thanks for coming into Triple J this morning. If you want to catch him while he's in the country playing at the Victoria Hotel, which is just around the corner from the Town Hall in the city of Melbourne, Wilson Dixon rides again at 7 p.m. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bobby, Marika, the doctor. On Triple J.